Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. This is your host, Curtis Harwell, and you are listening to America's best and most listened to fitness show, The Curtis Harwell Show, with over 5 million listens and growing every day. And again, I'm your host, Curtis Harwell. Thank you for listening into the show today. It's a pretty gloomy day down here in Austin, Texas today. Been raining a lot, but things are starting to clear up a little bit, hopefully later this afternoon. If you'd like to call into the show today and participate, you can call in at 347-850-8748. You can also reach me at Curtis Harwell on Facebook. You can reach me at Curtis Harwell BB on Twitter. Also on Facebook, you can reach me at Curtis Harwell Fit Talk Radio or Curtis Harwell Fit. So you can reach me at any of those places if you'd like to participate in the show or ask any questions. Today's advertiser is Michelle's Magic Morsels, and she has those terrific protein cookies made with that good old-fashioned taste. They are absolutely fantastic, very good prices, lots of different tastes for variety. And you can get Michelle's Magic Morsels protein cookies on Michelle Brent's IFBB Pro Michelle Brent's website at michellesmagicmorsels.com. And again, for a terrific variety of cookies. Also, if you mention the show today, the Curtis Harwell Show, you will get 3 free cookies with your order. So jump on that today to get some fantastic protein cookies. Also, our other sponsor today is Titan Fitnesswear, and you can get Titan Fitnesswear at titanfitnesswear.com. Great hoodies, tank tops, t-shirts, men and women, best prices on the internet. You're not hardly going to beat their prices, especially for their hoodies under $40. Great graphics, and also if you'd like to get any customized stuff, you can reach them and they will take care of customized hoodies, tank tops, or t-shirts for you. Again, another fantastic show today. We've kind of covered this in the past a little bit, but I wanted to get in a little bit more in depth with you today on this subject. And it's one of those subjects that's near and dear to me. And we are also broadcasting live in our studios today. And so this show will also be on YouTube a little bit later on. I will post it up on Facebook so you can watch the show and listen to the show live if you like to. Now, today's show is about overcoming overeating and how to break the diet binge cycle and live a healthier life. And this can be for you. It can be for your husband, wife, girlfriend, boyfriend, kids, anybody that you know. So if you're listening to the show, this show is going to translate to each and everyone that you know. So, please, listen to the show again. The first thing I want to tell you is diets don't work. So another diet for you is not the answer, okay? Now, there absolutely is a good chance that a diet is what actually spiraled you or made you go into binge eating in the very first place. Now, I know that was the case for a lot of people that I work with, some of my clients. So it does happen. Dieting can actually make you or push you towards binge eating. And I know that my clients in the past have experimented with several diets, low-fat, low-carb, all kinds of diets. It's many more that you can name. And and I kept looking at what they were doing, and they're always searching for that diet that would end all of the confusion for them and allow them to escape the binge eating behaviors that they've developed. But thankfully, I've helped them, and they finally realized that just another diet is not the right answer. Now, in my experiences, strict diets, especially those that revolve around limiting or completely eliminating foods or food groups or macronutrients, only add fuel to the binge eating fire. Now remember, macro, if you've listened to the show before, macronutrients are protein, carbohydrates, and fats. So when we're talking about completely eliminating foods, we may be talking about completely going on a no-carb diet, very, very, very low protein diet, or a low to no fat in your diet. Now, the solution is not found in any particular diet, so don't search for any one particular solution because they're not there. So when you're thinking of a new diet lifestyle, you want to think addition instead of restriction, okay? Now, generally I tell people to add instead of remove foods. Now, when you add something, something else naturally has to fall away. Plus, you're focusing on an action you can actually do versus not to do something you're already in a strong habit of doing. You know, don't think about foods you should limit, okay? For example, I absolutely love ice cream. And I know it's not something that I should or anyone else should eat every day. But instead of thinking, oh, I better not eat ice cream every day, I instead choose to focus on the foods I get to eat every day. I don't focus on the foods that I should not or cannot eat. Okay? And I absolutely make an effort to include a wide variety of foods into my eating regimen every day. So don't get stuck on that. You know, I see it all of the time. People that I pick up as clients or people that I, you know, on the street or people in the gym that will walk up to me and talk to me and want to know answers. They will, and so my first question, they'll say that they have a trainer or a nutritionist or something. And my question is, what are you eating? I mean, that's the most basic question that you can have, is what are you eating? So most of them will tell me I'm eating white rice, brown rice, broccoli, chicken, some fish, no fruits, little to no carbohydrates, and I feel like crap. Okay, well, you feel like crap because all of those things that I just named off. And that's pretty much what they eat all the time, throw in some oatmeal every once in a while, cream of wheat, something like that. Pretty much that's what their diet consists of. Now, and so when we're talking about the diet cycle or the binge eating cycle, this is how it works. Number one, you have restriction. Then number two, you have binge eating. Then you have guilt because you feel terrible about eating that 1 pound bag of M&Ms. And then you have restriction again. Then you have binge eating again. And then you have guilt again. It's how it works. It's an endless cycle. Okay? That is what your life consists of for the most part when it comes to binge eating. Now, as you go along, and when you can, focus on restriction just leads to a vicious cycle of binge eating and guilt, as I just stated. Don't think about restriction because it only makes things worse. So when I work with people, I don't tell anyone that you can't have that. You can't have that. I don't do that. You can't have that. That is not in my vocabulary when I'm working with people on an everyday basis. So basically what you want to ask yourself is, what are some of the foods you can add to your meals? See, that's important. What can I add to my meals? You can even make an effort to choose a food from multiple food groups, such as veggies, fruits, meats, dairies, nuts, etc., you know, legumes, whatever. But make sure you choose foods you like or new foods that you want to try. Why in the world would you, in your diet, lifestyle change, have foods that you eat that you don't like? Okay. Now, there's a difference between don't like and say that you've never tried avocado. Why you don't like avocado, and you tell me you don't know. So that's not, for me, that's not a good enough reason. You need to try avocado. Then if you don't like avocado, guess what? You don't do avocado. I don't like asparagus. The reason I don't like asparagus is because of the, for me, I have an aftertaste, so I don't like the asparagus. So just make sure that, you know, you try different foods, and foods that you don't like, don't have them in your diet lifestyle plan, okay? Another thing, stop trying to be perfect. None of us are perfect. I once told, once was told that people who are self-proclaimed perfectionists are more likely to develop disordered eating habits and behaviors. And I absolutely believe that that is absolutely right. Okay, you cannot be perfect. I've tried to be a perfectionist in my life. You know, I've managed to do the best that I could do when I was in school, in high school, same thing in college, you know, and I refuse to settle for anything less, but it will drive you crazy, okay? As a result, I applied the same attitude that I had about going to school and grades to my nutrition. And when I was younger, I believe these are some of the things that developed my bad eating habits because of trying to be a perfectionist. Now, and I have done the binge eating, so I do know what of I speak because I have absolutely been there. You know, my diet, I demanded perfection and only ate the best foods. My diet was basically squeaky clean whenever possible. And if I messed up, I gave myself hell and demanded more of myself after that. Okay. So all this, all of these things ended up doing, all they did was make me miserable. So I didn't allow myself to enjoy meals. Okay. My favorite foods are even family get-togethers, you know, filled with all these great foods at Christmas and Thanksgiving and Easter, all of my favorite homemade meals because they weren't clean enough for me. I'd go out and do things, go to parties and stuff, and never participate in the parties because of the foods in my mind were not clean enough for me. And after a while, it just absolutely got to me, and that's when I really started binge eating because of that. Now, and I just couldn't take it anymore. Now, so no matter how hard I tried, I couldn't be perfect all of the time. It's just not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. So I, basically one day I just said, screw it, and just let go. And then that's when things started getting better. Perfection is the enemy of good. Okay, just keep that in mind. Perfection is the enemy of a good diet plan. Okay, and as Voltaire said many years ago, that striving for perfection often results in no progress at all. Okay, so just keep that in mind. And not only does this relate to your eating, this can relate to your working out and working out in the gym. And so I believe this absolutely to be true with what Voltaire said. Once I finally, you know, stopped trying to be the perfect one, I was able to relax and I don't look at things as black and white anymore. Okay. So just let perfection go out the door. If you have a bad day, guess what? You have a bad day. If you have a bad meal, you have a bad meal. If you have one of those days that you let go and you eat a half a pound of M&Ms, guess what? That day, you have to let it go. You have to let that incident go. And the rest of the day, you have to make it as clean as you can the rest of the day. But you don't hang on that. Hang on to that. You got to let it go. You need to ditch the thoughts of perfection because there's no such thing. There's just no such thing. And you'll find yourself happier and less stressed. Absolutely. Believe me, you will feel happier and less stressed when you do that. Now, another thing when it comes to binge eating and overeating, stay off the damn scale. Do not get on that damn scale 3 times a day. Just stay away from it. Okay, now many people who battle binge eating also weigh themselves frequently. I have a couple of clients that have been binge eaters, one that is still one. And she will weigh herself 3, 4, 5, 6 times a day. So basically, all I can say is get your ass off the scale. Just stay off of it, okay? That number on that scale does not indicate your self-worth. That number does not tell you what's really going on with your body. And absolutely, that number on the scale does not indicate success, which is so important. You want to be successful. I can tell you right now, if you get up in the morning, you get on the scale and you weigh 145 pounds after breakfast, coffee, and a few other things, I can absolutely guarantee you, you're probably 3 to 4 pounds heavier. Did you get 3 or 4 pounds of fat on your body, you know, between 7, 8 o'clock in the morning and noon? Hell no, you didn't. So don't worry about it, okay? Now, I will say another one, if you're having a problem with binge eating, you need to ditch cheat days. Now, I believe in cheat days, okay? I do want to say that because I know I've got clients and people that know me, know my diet, lifestyle plan, and everything, that I can and will include cheat days. But if you are having absolute problems with binge eating and overeating, ditch those cheat days, okay? Now, some people will absolutely claim a cheat day is the answer to their binge eating problems, okay? These people, they're good during the week, and then just one day, usually on the weekend, they will go crazy and eat everything and go on what I call a seafood diet. So everything they see, they eat, and usually, again, on the weekend, and they will eat everything they want for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snacks. Not good, okay? I think this only contributes to the binge eating cycle. Now, because you're only allowed to enjoy forbidden foods for that single day, sometimes some people may be more likely to overeat and eat foods you don't even care for because of the fact they're off limits every other day of the week, okay? That's why I don't have any forbidden foods. I have no forbidden foods, so that absolutely helps with overeating and binge eating. Now, many people I've spoken to who have done the whole cheat day thing say they usually feel horrible the day that day and the day after from eating so much food. Now, again, when that kind of cheat day is unlimited foods, if you're going to have a cheat day and you have no problems with overeating and binge eating, you need to stay within your calorie number that you need for that day on that cheat day if you can handle a cheat day, okay? It's very important. And again, this cheat days can sometimes lead to binge eating, okay? Now, this is the only chance for a whole week that you'll have to eat these forbidden foods. As a result, some people will gorge themselves. These are people that are not controllable. These are people that no matter how good I am, I think that these people are ones who need a little bit more care or psychological support than what I can give them. Okay, because I am not a psychiatrist. I'm not a psychologist. Some people think that I am, but I'm not. So these sometimes are people that will need a little bit more help than what I can give them or any other trainer or nutritionist can give them, because they will end up eating foods that they don't even like and cramming as much food in their bellies as they can manage, and that's not a good thing. So in my opinion, okay, I like cheat days for some people and those that can handle those cheat days and are mentally strong and can do that. Not everybody can do it. But in general, my opinion, stay away from cheat days if you know in your heart of hearts where it's going to take you, okay? And that's what I believe. Now, another thing, celebrate all your victories and don't dwell on minor setbacks, okay? Let it go. When you're doing great and you have fantastic days, you know, give yourself a pat on the back. Because sometimes you're the only one that's going to do that. So give yourself a pat on the back. On those days where you make mistakes, let it go. It is not going to determine much of anything in your life because you have a bad meal, a bad snack. Just let it go, but only dwell on the good things. Bad things, you let it go, okay? And because if you don't, you could end up binge eating every single day. Okay, I know of people who have done binge eating every single day for a month. Okay, so you have to commit yourself to this. Celebrate the victories and let the setbacks go. The minor setbacks, let them go. You have to. Okay. And celebrate the victories. Now, so that's very important. Just don't be so damn hard on yourself, okay? Celebrate whenever possible, even if it's something very small. Celebrate it, okay? And when you do a slip up, because we all do it, I slip up. I've been competitive since I was 13 years old. And I've lost tens of thousands of pounds and put them back on for bodybuilding, okay? You just don't dwell on it, okay? I know it's absolutely easier said than done. But when you do binge, don't dwell on it for hours or even days afterward. It's just not good. It's not good psychologically. Just move on. And keep in mind, this stress that you put your body under, you're creating cortisol and you're creating fat. So just let it go. Focus on something that's positive. Another thing that you need to do absolutely is ditch the rigid rules. Okay, rules, and these are rules about what foods to eat, okay, and what not to eat, when to eat, and any other, you know, rigid rules. Let them damn things go. Let them go, okay? Ultimately, what you need to do is listen to your body. When people, you know, tell me that they're doing this, doing that throughout the day, and they got hungry, and my first question to them, was it hunger in your head or was it hunger in your stomach? Those are two different things, okay? So, you know, don't say you're hungry when you're hungry up here, because you're not. That's psychological. I'm talking growlies. When your stomach is letting you know that you're hungry, you need food, okay? So listen to your body. Working out, and when you're exercising and training, there's things called instinctive training. You listen to your body. That will help you determine on your workout that day what you should be doing, okay? You know, you don't need a book to tell you what foods to eat or not to eat or when to eat. You just don't need a book to tell you all of that, okay? So I basically, what I'm trying to do is encourage you instead to eat real food, whole food, natural foods most of the time. You only use supplements to supplement a good diet. I want you to eat your diet. You should eat your food. You should not always drink your food. So if you have to have a protein drink, you have the protein drink because, you know, maybe worst case scenario, you can't get that meal, but you can get the protein drink, do the protein drink. But again, the protein drink or the protein bars or whatever you use in the supplement your diet with calories and protein, carbs, and fat is a supplement. Eat a first eat a great diet, okay? And eat when, again, you are physically hungry, and then learn to do something other than turn to food when you're gripped with emotion. You get pissed off, you're not having a good day, then all of a sudden you want to eat, okay? You need to do something other than eat when you're not having a good day. It's going to take a lot of time for this all to happen. It's not going to happen just overnight. But relearn your natural, innate cues of physical hunger. It's not up here. Hunger's down here, not up here, okay? If you're not hungry but want to turn to food, make an effort to do something else. Because if you know that you're trying to turn to food, you know that, you know, you can make a decision to do something else. It's choices. Everything in life, I don't care what it is, whether it's food, spouse, boyfriend, whatever you do in life, it's choice. Make a good choice, okay? And also keep in mind, an idle mind is often hard to combat. So try to do something, you know, physically active. Get out of the house, go for a hike, go for a walk, go for a cycle, or even have a good conversation with a friend. Pick up a phone, go see them. We don't do that enough, okay? So, you know, and lastly, keep in mind, food is fuel, but it should be enjoyed. But remember, food is fuel. Okay, we're going to have another second part to this show this week. There's just so much to cover, so look for part two on this show. Again, I'd like to thank our advertiser, IFBB Pro, Michelle Brentz, for Michelle's Magic Morsels. And if you'd like to get the cookies, go to michellesmagicmorsels.com. Also go to Titan Fitness Wear. .com for some great workout gear, great prices. Also on Michelle's Magic Morsels, if you order today and you say that you listen to the show, you get three free cookies. We'll see you later in the week. God bless. Have a terrific day.